Okay, are you surprised to see such a big response to this ballot?
Not really. The members have been really angry with this, so you know, we were quite confident that there would be an overwhelming support for industrial action. It's a terrific turnout. It's 82% turnout, and 95% of that is voted in favour of strike action. So those figures tell a story, and the members are extremely angry.
What would this situation mean if it were to come in? What would that mean in real terms for your workers?
What it means is that we do have a mandate there for strike action and action shorter strike. So that's open now to members to take that type of action in defence of their pay claim. Going forward from here, it means that we'll be consulting with our members over the next week to ascertain you know, what type of action, for example, we would go forward with. Hopefully now this sends the right message out to the company. There's a clear, strong mandate there. The company needs to come to the table, sit down with us, even through the auspices of ACAS that we've already offered to the company, and we need to resolve this. We don't want, our members don't want to be going out and strike. It's the last thing that they want to do. And in fact, there's never been a strike in that site in the last 42 years. So it shows you how deeply felt this is to them. So we need to resolve it. We need to resolve it quickly.
What is the next stage for you?
We've contacted the company, we've made the offer to the company about ACAS. We've informed the company today, obviously, the outcome of the ballot. So we're awaiting that response. So it's really in the hands of the employer right now to respond back to us.
And at what stage will you know if the industrial action is going to go ahead and we'll be able to set a date for it?
We'll know probably in the middle of next week. We are going to have mass meetings with our members, clearly, to ascertain what they would what they would like to do going forward as far as that's concerned. Once we do that, we'll notify the employer.
And at this stage, are you able to say when strikes might happen?
Not yet. We do have a timetable and legally that we need to comply with. But I would say probably within the next, you're talking next 2-3 weeks.
And what would the company need to do to prevent this from happening?
The company just needs to sit down with us and improve the offer that's there. People are, you know, people rightly are angry that the wage deal that's been offered to our members in Fastlane and Coolport is not the same wage deal that's been offered elsewhere, where the company is size in Devonport, for example, where they've got inflation rises, they've got consolidation of things into their pay claim.